views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it, too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, this is Phil Free. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. And you can also access the shows through the Higher Self Network if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share life transformation, to share life transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses, shift challenges into possibilities. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Today, my guest is Michael Deliage, my brother, and we are going to be chatting about doing a little bit of a recap show and also doing a little bit of interviewing with each other. A lot of people, we've been doing shows about psychology and energy work for the last year pretty much. And maybe some of you have tuned in and now. And today we want to just kind of give an overview of a lot of this for people who haven't heard all these shows and get everybody on the same page again and share some information about ourselves as well. So without further ado, how are you, Michael?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty well also. So yeah, we're going to, like I said just a second ago, we're going to do a little bit of interviewing with each other. So I'd start, maybe our listeners want to get to know us a little bit. So I thought I'd start by asking you about how you came across the Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram and when.
Yeah, so the Myers-Briggs, I heard about it about 9 years ago. It was a, I was going to kind of a sort of retreat with our church, and then and they wanted us to learn about ourselves and our strengths and about how we dealt with the world. So they actually had us take this test before even going to this kind of retreat, 2-3 day retreat. So that's how I learned about the Myers-Briggs, and I knew that about the Myers-Briggs for a while. And then about four or five years ago, a friend of mine introduced me to the Enneagram and just told me about this 9-type personality type, and I was really fascinated. And I looked into it, and I saw that the knowledge really applied to myself and other people.
Well, that's really good to know. We're going to already alter our interview process a little bit here because we already have our first caller of the day. So I think we're going to take her on and then we'll just continue on with the interview afterwards. So Carter, actually, if you want to put her on, we're ready.
Marie, you are on the air.
Hi, hello? Thank you.
Yes. Hi, is there something we can help you with today?
Yeah, please. I'm a regular client of Colette, and so I know of the two of you. Question is, I've started a new relationship, but a lot of fears come up for me, fear of screwing things up, like ruining something, so just wanting to kind of have a clear path ahead so that I could see sort of the way forward.
Okay.
Or maybe if not even see the way forward. Yeah, go ahead. I'll stop.
Okay, well, how, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is it bothering you right now? How concerned are you about this issue?
If I let my fears arise, then it's 10, and if I comfort myself, it's 8.
Okay, so I'll say between 8 and 10, or fluctuating between 8 and 10. All right, so let's look at that situation for you. A few things. We're going to strengthen you to all your past experience of relationships and all the negative experience that you haven't let go of. And now we're also going to strengthen you to your expectations. So whether you want to have expectations or not, you don't have to have negative expectations that you believe. All right, so we're just going to delete your expectations that things are going to go wrong. So also we're just going to strengthen you to being in the moment. So if you're in the moment with your decisions,
right,
you won't have to worry so much about what the long term is going to be all the time. As long as you're making strong decisions moment to moment, from time to time, I think it is, or it seems important to look at the long term. I mean, know where we want to go at the same time, not to keep our focus all the time on miles ahead, but be conscious of our decisions here. So strengthening your every decision here. So when it comes to, okay, well, I don't know where this is all going, or I don't know exactly what I want yet, perhaps, but for the long term, but make some short-term goals too. Well, for this date, I would like to ask him this, this, and this, or whatever. You know what I mean? So just being strong to both short-term goals and long-term goals. And right now the focus, just getting it strong to both as well, to both the short-term focus and the long-term focus, if you want to focus at all. So just give me an evaluation right now on a scale of 0 to 10. Has it changed or is it the same?
Yeah, I'm like 4 or 6, I would say.
Okay. So we're just going to clear a couple of other issues for you, which is anxiety and just the patterns in your life with anxiety. Going back to childhood, strengthen you to all anxiety experiences that are still troubling you. So it's okay to feel anxiety from time to time in life. We just don't want to let it consume us. We want to let it just pass through us very fast and keep moving with our lives. But not necessarily fight the fact that that we feel it. That we feel it is okay. Now what we do with it, that's up to us. You know, we can make it worse by holding on to it and stressing ourselves out with it, or sometimes it's just a signal. So being strong to receiving the signals as well, like, oh, well, what is my anxiety telling me? Is there something to be aware of? And if you find out what you need to be aware of, then you won't feel that anxiety anymore. All right, so now on a scale of 0 to 10, where are you at?
I would say almost 0, flashing around there, like kind of 0, but kind of things kind of pop up, I think, for me still.
Okay, so you're concerned that things might pop up in the future and that things won't stay resolved. So we're just going to strengthen you to whether it stays resolved or not. It's not about really staying resolved or not. It's more like it's resolved at this moment, and now it's up to you, the next interaction, how you want to go about it. Do you want to take the less balanced approach or the weaker approach that brings you back into the problem, or do you want to make a strong decision and move away from, you know, in a sense, from this, or just from this problem and this pattern of being? So let's just strengthen you to that, and strengthen you to making your own decisions, being more sure of yourself in general, of your every decision. Of, again, you don't need to know ahead of time, or I'm so confident, and tell yourself that. All you need to know is when you are making a decision, is this decision strong or not? I mean, or are there any issues that I need to cover before making this choice or taking this action?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, like, my friends are keep asking, like, when are you going to see him again each time? And I'm like, I don't know. And then when I say, I don't know, then it makes me feel uncertain.
Right. So let's just be strong with the uncertainties, because there's so many uncertainties of life every day. I mean, we can focus on the uncertainties, or we can, we can not focus on them in a sense. And there's all kinds of uncertainties. Like, I don't know what the weather's going to be like in 4 hours, for example, you know. So I don't know what somebody's going to tell me in 3 hours or in 2 hours. So we just want to be strong to all the uncertainties of life. So we want to be strong to the certainties and the uncertainties and have a balance between the two. So when you do decide things with him, that you're strong to it. When you do decide to talk to him again or see him again, that you it's in your strength. It's not because your friends pressured you or because you're supposed to at a certain time or whatever it is. We're just going to strengthen you to you see him when you feel strong. And on the other hand, if for whatever reason you don't feel strong to talking to him, you want to be okay with that as well. Maybe your senses are correct. Maybe he's not strong to talking to you as well. I don't know. So maybe he is. I'm not trying to suggest one thing or another. So just getting you strong to reading yourself first. And then when you do talk to him, if you do, you can also sense his energy. And if he, if he's strong in what he says, if he means what he says, or if he's a little bit weak. And if he is a little bit weak, it doesn't always mean that he's lying to you. He just may not be sure of himself. So just being able to read the situation without judgment, that's important. Well, let me ask you now, on a scale of 0 to 10, how are you feeling?
I feel strong, and I could give you one number instead of two different numbers. So
great.
I would say, salt.
Great. Well, glad you called in. And great that you called in. If you want to call in again next show, I'll be back next month anyway. And glad to hear from you. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you so much. It's even just comforting knowing you guys and Colette and the whole team of all of you are doing this stuff even in the background through life. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day. Good night.
Bye. You too.
Bye. All right. Well, we're going to be hitting up a break here. So we'll be back after the break to make some more shift happen on The Truth is Funny. And we'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source, you're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Do Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Hey, we are back on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. My guest is Michael Deliage, my brother. We have just come back from break. I was going to say when we return. We just come back from break, and if anybody else wants to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And Michael, if you want to share your contact information with the audience, this would be the time.
Yes, the best way to reach me would be through email, and it is m_deliage@yahoo.com.
Cool. So yeah, if anybody have any questions, want to ask about their personality type, or want to ask about Enneagram stuff or Myers-Briggs questions, feel free to email him. If somebody wants to contact me, I do know about this to a degree, but I'm a little more specialized with the energy work. They can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil@hotmail.com. And we're going to continue with, I started asking my brother a question and didn't even get to the second one. We had a caller. Of course, that's not a problem. If people want to call in, feel free to call in. But in the meantime, I'll continue with the questions. So I know a lot of people haven't tuned into all the shows we've done in the past, but for anybody who doesn't know anything at all about psychology, that I've never heard of Myers-Briggs, can you just briefly mention I'll mention first that Myers-Briggs uses a letter system in determining personality types and things, and would you quickly, just very quickly, run us through what those letters stand for?
Yes, of course. The first one would be E and I. So, and that has to do with how you deal with energy. So extrovert is E and introvert is I. The second one is how you gather information, which is sensing, S, and then N for intuitive. The third one is how you make decisions, F for feeling and T for thinking. And the last set of letters is how you plan your day, and it's a judging, J, or P for perceiving.
Cool. Yeah, so we're not going to get into all that today because it's kind of a recap show, but I'll encourage anybody who wants to listen to our past shows who are on the archives, they can go back and listen to these shows. And I was actually told by a friend of mine that she listened to all of our shows in a row, like, I don't know, maybe the same day, maybe not, but she listened to all the shows within a day or two. And she said listening to them all consecutively, it made a lot of sense to her. So maybe if you hear an hour here, then an hour and a month later, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But if you want to go back to the archives and listen to these shows consecutively, this information will start to piece together and be much more applicable in all of our lives. So I'm going to move on here. Also, we talked about this Enneagram. That's another form of psychology that you came across and you're a big fan of, and so am I, actually. And in that one, they use a number system. And we don't have time to explain all the numbers, but would you even just there's one book that we like a lot that you may want to mention, and they have a title for each personality type. Would you just list those nine titles and what the book is?
Yeah, so
The nine tiles so there would be one, the reformer, two, the helper, three is the achiever, four is the individualist, five is the investigator, six is the loyalist, seven is the enthusiast, eight is the challenger, nine is the peacemaker. And a good starting point that I would recommend is a book called The Wisdom of the Enneagram by Don Richard Rizzo and Russ Hudson.
Cool. Well, thanks for that. All right. Well, before we continue our interview, we're getting another caller from British Columbia, Canada, I guess. So we'll take her on now, Carter.
All right. Tracy, you are on the air.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good.
What can we do for you?
We got some sunshine here.
Cool.
I was sure you tell me. I wanted to call in, and I've never done this before. So just really, is this like just shifting any weaknesses or?
Sure. Or if you also want to know anything about your person, or if you want to know anything about your personality type, either way, whatever you want to know right now or whatever you want help with.
Yeah, I've been, I think mine is more of an introvert, and then I'm always worried what other people think or will say. Yes?
Okay, so why don't we touch on that for a second? Has that been kind of an issue in your life that has bothered you a lot?
Yes, it's more like because I want to change careers, not knowing where to go with that, but then I'm worried what other people will think and think I should be back in a job.
Okay, so why don't we, I think we could do a little combination here, just a little bit of energy work and psychological awareness, if you'd like. I think on the one hand, it might be very helpful for you to understand, to know your personality type, because my brother and I talk about this a lot. When it comes to finding a career, we're definitely geared based on a personality to do certain things better than other things. That's why not everybody's interested in the same things in life, right? Because we do have different personalities, but certain personalities gravitate to certain jobs. So for you, knowing what kind of personality you are does help you maybe narrow down the field of what jobs you would be maybe good or best at. You see? And So on the one hand, we don't have a whole lot of time on the radio, obviously, but just a few areas to point to. I mean, you may want to take just an online psychological test, a Myers-Briggs or an Enneagram test, and from there, determine your personality type. And then, but even that, we can get you started with that. Michael, is there something you'd like to ask her if you were, to determine her personality?
Yes. Good morning again. Thanks for calling in. I was just going to ask you a couple questions if that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I would say is that, would you say that you like to see the possibilities? Are you more of a big fish picture visionary person, or do you like the nitty-gritty details? You love to what's the very next step? I need to do this, this, and that? Or do you have a sense of, you see more of the vision, and as the project comes along, then you see, how the little pieces come together?
I would say I'm more of a visionary. I'm able to work on the bigger projects, but not the little details.
Mm. And would you say,
it's easier for me. Yeah.
Right. That makes sense, definitely. Would you say that, do you like to kind of let things unfold as they come, like in terms of projects or like going about your day? Or do you really like to structure your day into by 4 I want to do this, by 6 I want to do this, by 8 I want to do this? Or is it more like I have a couple key things I want to do during the day, but how exactly that's going to play out, I'll just kind of let it unfold?
I like to let things unfold. I have a general idea of my day, but mm-hmm. not the structured type.
So would you say you're very creative? You love things that are creative, unique, inspiring, things of that sort?
Okay.
Would you say that? Would that be, do you relate to some of those
yes,
statements?
Yes, actually, sorry. Yeah, I'm more of a creative person, but not necessarily want structure in there.
Mm. And yeah. Do you feel a lot of times you've been misunderstood as growing up? Like, oh, why is this person so quiet or antisocial or different? And it's like, no, they're just not understanding you. It's like you like to be in your mind to, like, think of creative opportunities, and you feel really alive and energized when you have, like, time to be on your own and really, like, be creative. Would you say that's been kind of a lot of people have misunderstood you in that way a lot?
I never really thought of it that way. I just, you know, did the norm and what was expected of me. So I wasn't mm-hmm. exploring the creative side, not till I'm older and able to do so and take classes, art classes and paint. So is that...
Okay, so, I mean, basically, even here, I'm going to jump in because what we've already determined a lot of your personality just based on this. I have to jump in because we only have limited time before the next break.
Sure.
But why don't you tell her, Michael, that is, the letters that you have discovered based on the answer she's given.
I would say that what stands out to me is an introvert, intuitive, feeler, and perceiver. And the number that would stick out to me is the 4, the individualist.
The 4, okay.
So you may want to look into those things. Again, I mean, it's hard. Sometimes it's a little bit hard. I wouldn't guarantee that we're 100% accurate here with this is a very quick thing. I would definitely agree that I do sense I think the strongest that I agree with is definitely that P letter, as well as I agree with the F and the N as well. For you. You can look into Myers-Briggs and look up what those letters mean, look up what that means for you. And then you can also look at Enneagram. And like I said, you could look at that 4, or you could look at other number types as well. And just look into that information. And as far as, is there career types, Michael, or career that you may point her to just as an intuitive, as a feeler, as somebody who likes to go with the flow? What careers would you think would work well for her, or that she'd be good at?
One of the things that I think that would be really good at is like interior designer, a teacher as well, like instead of like in terms of like theater or art teacher, would be great. A music teacher. I think somewhere like, even though you're an introvert, you love sharing creative ideas and seeing things grow and reach their potential. So I would say like teaching and painting, music, things of that sort. Maybe even trying writing, creative writing as well, writing poetry, becoming an author. I think those are things you'd really enjoy.
Cool. Well, we're about to hit a break here, so I want to thank you, Tracy, for calling. I hope this cleared some things up for you.
Sure did. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Great. Feel free to call back in next time, too. We're about to hit a break here, so we'll be back on The Truth is Funny after this, after these messages.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hi, I am Phil Free, and you are listening to Truth is Funny. We're back with my brother, Michael Deliage. I want to also let the listeners know about how they can access some of Colette's information. They can visit thetruthisfunny.com, learn about her teleshifting events, her book, her cards, her paintings. She's got all kinds of things going on. You can find her on social media, Facebook, Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And you can email her at info@thetruthisfunny.com, excuse me. And also, if anybody else wants to call in, the phone number here is 1-800-930-2819. So like we just have had on this show, we can help people with energy concerns, just any weakness, any issue in life, or if they want to know a little bit more about their own personality, we can help them with that, as we did with Tracy there before the break. And we're going to continue, I guess, with our interview here that we started, and it's been a little bit scattered, but that's totally okay. We definitely welcome callers and encourage them. So feel free to call in if you're listening. But in the meantime, we'll continue with the questions. I wanted to ask you, how has this benefited you since you came across this?
Yeah, I would say that it's given me a lot of greater understanding about myself, like in terms of why, how I make decisions, why I sometimes feel the way I do. And then also where it's really helped me too is that I start to notice into general patterns and about people in my life, and it helps me really connect and engage with them and communicate in a way that they're most likely to respond.
Cool. And why did you find it helpful to combine both Myers-Briggs and Enneagram?
I think they work very well together. So the Myers-Briggs will help the Enneagram because I find there's a lot of correlations between the two. So sometimes at least starting off with the Myers-Briggs, it's a lot easier sometimes just to pull out and figure out their letter types. And based on their letter types, that'll kind of narrow down their numbers. And then also how the Enneagram helps the Myers-Briggs is that you can have two types. For example, there are two numbers that are different, but they have the same letter. So you might have like two ENFPs and say, oh, we have some overlap, but in other ways we're very different. And knowing about the Enneagram can really help like get in depth about like the kind of some like true essence in their personality.
Cool. And you know, as you and I realize, a lot of listeners don't know a whole lot about this, and if there was just a few basic points that they're going to take from what we were saying that they can immediately start to apply to their life, what would those first few little bits of advice or awareness be?
First thing I would say is that there's no personality type better than the other, is that we are all unique and we all have our letters and numbers and that we all have our own virtues and strengths. And again, it's not about, oh, this is what you are and this is, it's stuck. It's more about like a roadmap than a destination. So that's how I always tell people, meaning that you have a number, you have life lessons to learn. You can learn from all other numbers. And so just know what your number is and learning about what your direction of integration is and what number you integrate are great jump starters to kind of just like introduce yourself to it.
Right. So there you use a term that maybe a lot of people don't know called direction of integration. That's something that they talk about in the Enneagram and in that book, The Wisdom of the Enneagram that you mentioned earlier. So that's kind of telling us, no matter what number we are, when it comes to number types in the Enneagram, that there is a specific other number that has a lot of qualities that we can gain from, in a sense. And that's what the direction integration is. Is that correct?
Yes. It helps us, guides us into guides us in terms of how to improve, and it might help us show like what struggles we've had in life and what direction we should look towards.
Yeah, and just as for example, one example off the top of my head, so just people understand, like if you are a three type personality, for example, your direction of integration would be the six. So you may want to adopt some of the positive qualities of the six type. Would you agree with that?
Yes, that's definitely true. So yeah, the three is the achiever, and they're very good at usually knowing their own talents, the law of energy, and things of that sort. So they integrate into the six, where the six generally wants to help the community and likes to belong. So the three will learn to use their talents too, not also to improve themselves, but how they can improve the lives of others around them as well.
All right. So yeah, every number has that direction of integration. So it's pretty specific when you start reading about this or learning about this. And that's why we find it really helpful, and that's why we're talking about it on the radio. And for me too, it's helped me a lot when I've learned about my personality type. I mean, it was so interesting for me. Like, you know, I read that book as well, and The Wisdom of the Enneagram. And when it came to my personality type, reading about it, it was challenging, because to have like a book spell out like my escape mechanisms or my defense mechanisms, if you'd like, it was really like, oh wow, it's just, I guess I'm not as mysterious as I thought I was, or I thought I'm not as hard to figure out as I thought it was. And it also helped me pinpoint those things, and also helped me identify clearly when I was doing certain things, like going into my four escapism, me being a four, for example. And just catching myself, I'm like, wait a second, you know, is this constructive? Am I daydreaming right now? Is there a purpose to this daydream, or is this just random daydreaming? You know, and I've been able to nip that in the bud a lot. I mean, probably a lot of people still see me as a daydreamer, but compared to what I was, I know I've improved a lot, and that's one of the ways that this has personally helped me. Is there a story you'd like to share about how this personally, you know, helped you see something about yourself and you made the adjustment accordingly?
Yeah. So I'm the nine, the peacemaker. And it's interesting because I've always sensed certain things about me. Like I love getting along with people, trying to see where they come from, which is great. But then I always had an aversion to conflict and sometimes not stating something that needed to be said. And I'd always wonder why that was, why I was like that. And then when I read about the nine and the peacemaker, it was just kind of like a light bulb went on. It's kind of in the book, he was really able, without this author, I've never met the authors, and yet they're able to reveal a lot about me. And so I just was really impressed and just felt validated, meaning like, okay, this isn't odd. A lot of people can relate to this. So then I really like learned, read some of the parts that talk about improving yourself, integrating, and using that in my life. And I've just seen like how that's really helped me grow.
Cool. Yeah, it's very helpful. I find if you know, at least when we're ready. I mean, I think that people, when we come across information and we're not really ready for it, then it may go over our heads or we may blow it off very easily. But when we are ready, it's just like, wow, I feel like for me, I was ready when I started reading and all that stuff. And yeah, light bulbs went off for me as well. So what are the questions that you get commonly asked by when you first help somebody with this, or you're revealing somebody, you know, personality?
Yeah, the two most common questions I do get is, first of all, a lot of times people have read or are intrigued about it, and they want to know about themselves because they're reflecting, or there's things that they want to understand about themselves they don't quite get. Or a lot of times, interestingly enough, too, people will ask about someone close in their lives, whether it's their partner or very often a family member. And also coworkers, but a lot of times people will ask about their partner or their family member because they sometimes run into like communication blocks with them.
Right. So yeah, this does definitely help with those relationships, because a lot of times we don't understand. Let's say we're dealing with a feeler versus a thinker. We don't understand where we're coming from a lot of times. It's like we kind of have a different mode of motivation, if you'd like, and the other one doesn't often understand that, and lots of people butt heads because of that. But if they understood that, hey, wait, I'm talking to a feeler now, or I'm talking to a thinker right now, then they would maybe change a little bit of their language or approach, and also understand how to interpret the other person's communications. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I definitely would. It might, it gives a lot of understanding towards the other, to someone else. And it helps you also see things differently, which I always think is a great thing, because you might not always agree with it, but at least exposing yourself to different point of views is always beneficial.
Uh-huh. I want to ask you one more question before we go to break here. Do you find that there's some challenges also that go with knowing this information, such as sometimes you start to know or see things about people that they don't want to see about themselves?
That does happen. Sometimes there's some, a part of this is about being vulnerable and really looking into yourself. And sometimes people, when they read about the drawbacks or the struggles of their own type, will feel a lot of unease about it, or they'll just kind of want to push it away. So sometimes I can kind of sense or feel that that resistance or that discomfort about their weaknesses in their lives.
All right. Well, we got to go to break again here, and so we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Hi, this is Phil Free. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I'm filling in for Colette today. And if you want to call in, we still have a few more minutes left or one more segment here. It's 1-800-930-2819. We're talking with my brother Michael. I've been interviewing him a little bit about how he came across the psychology, Myers-Briggs and Enneagram methods. And we've discussed a little bit of that, and we were going to turn the table a little bit. He was going to ask me a couple of questions, so go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because our show being about energetic healing, the Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, is how did you come about energetic healing?
Years ago, through our other brother, or we have two older brothers, and the number two, basically, out of the four, we're four brothers. And so the second oldest one, I'm the third, and you're the fourth. And he came across this man who had done this energy work, and he recommended him to me. So I had some allergy symptoms, and I went to go see this man, and he helped me out. And so I've been interested ever since then, really. And so I've been pursuing it and learning more over the years and applying it more over the years. And you know, I've been working with Colette for years over the phone. We help each other with all kinds of issues and things like that. And yeah, I came across it probably back in 1998, I think it was.
How would you say that it's benefited you in your life?
It's been absolutely a game changer in my life. Like where I am today, I feel like my life would have been completely different had I not come across this. In some ways, I'm not even 100% sure that I'd even be alive, or that if I was alive, that I'd be living a quality life of any sort. Or it'd be very mediocre, I would say, at best, compared to where I am today. So it's an absolute game changer. It's kind of a thing, like, I don't know how we live without it once you know it. And I feel it should be absolutely part of education from a very young age. Just be common knowledge, really.
And how would you say you've been able? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Sorry.
No, no. I was just asking, like, you know, with the energetic healing, how have you been able? Do you find that the Enneagram and the Myers-Briggs really works well with your energetic healing? The energetic healing.
Well, I've said before, I feel like it just adds a layer of, whenever you have knowledge, it just gives you more things, more specifics that you can look into. And it definitely helps me in a sense that for many reasons. For one, it's an area of life that a lot of people don't put a lot of emphasis on.
that I at least when it comes to the masses, which is very interesting, because when you look at advertisers, for example, and I don't know, sociologists and other people, they place a ton of importance on the psychology of things, and they understand it. And the fact that they understand it a lot and that the masses don't, actually, I think it makes it the masses quite susceptible to psychological manipulation, let's call it. So I think it's very helpful to know this. And it's like a poker game. If somebody's trying to bluff you, but you know their bluff and you've got a defense to that, or a chess game, or you know the counter to this person's move, then you neutralize it. And that's one of the important reasons. And it's not just for defense reasons that we use this, like I'm implying now, but it's also very interesting knowledge. And it helps me to understand how to, it puts me in a ballpark with solving certain issues right away. Once I start to see certain things about personalities, along with those personalities, typically people have certain issues. Now, it's not automatic. I'm not going to assume automatically, oh, because this guy's a five, he's going to have X, Y, and Z issues. But it gives me clues, and it's like, oh, well, if I don't have a clear intuitive hit, why don't I test X, Y, and Z and see how that five feels about those things? And if it's something, you know, quite often you find that they might have a weakness or an imbalance with that. So that's one of the ways it's really helpful.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it seems like it really serves sometimes as like a compass when you're just trying to kind of get a gauge. And sometimes I'm sure you have clients that don't even know deep down inside what their true issue is. And it looks like this can provide an insight to that.
Right. And I guess one thing I'd like to share also too is that, you know, since I asked you what the callers can take from the psychology just in a couple minutes here, I wouldn't do that with the energy. I mean, just being able to sense what we feel good about and what we don't feel good about. For some people, it's just like that feeling of good is very clear. And for others, they may not even know, what are you talking about feeling good? What do you mean, like when I like feel full after I ate or after I had a good run? What do you mean feel good? Sometimes that might be hard for certain people to identify what that means. So I would say look at also, does anything bother you? That's another way of looking at it. You know, when nothing bothers, certain statements don't bother anybody. If I say the sky is blue, a lot of people won't have any issue with that. They'll just keep moving with their lives. But other issues that, you know, if I say, oh, I insist the sky is purple and green and yellow all day long, then a lot of people may say, hey, that doesn't feel right, or that's not right, or I know that's not right. And it just doesn't sit well with us, right? And so that's how we can tell sometimes when we're weak or imbalanced or something. It doesn't sit right with us. So just noticing what sits fine with us and what doesn't sit fine with us, and not proceeding all the time when things don't feel right. If we learn as humans to do that, just that in a nutshell, and learn to do that from a young age, listen to that gut feeling, so to speak, that would be a tremendous improvement, I think, for humanity. We'd evolve so much faster than we have been. But yeah, to bring things on a lighter note, I wanted to ask you too. I mean, there's a lot of funny things that come up in this work, you know, both for you and I, and you have a funny story you'd like to share through your experience.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, you talked about the five, and I knew a funny story about a friend of mine who's a two, and her mom's a five. And it's interesting because the two is an ENFP, and the five is this five is an ISTJ, which is very common for fives. And exactly what you're saying, she really wanted to pour her heart out and like talk out loud about her feelings, and she'd be like, "Oh, how are you doing today?" Expecting like, "Oh, I'm doing this," and like her mom to just go and explain. But she said, "Okay, my stomach hurts, or my head hurts, or." I'm healthy today, and it would be interesting to kind of observe these dynamics, and they both be sometimes talking English, but it'd be talking a different language, because so it'd be just fun. It'd be interesting to see these people kind of like do that dance, but then as I kind of explained to my friend about her mom and her number. and just say, hey, look at these words, words that you never thought of, you know, keeping your answers brief, allowing that silent pause for her mom, who's a five, to kind of like reflect and then answer. It was a total just awakening, and she just now says, oh, wow, my conversations are a lot more in depth, and we communicate a lot better. And yeah, it's very interesting to see how it was just a night and day difference. What would you say it was a funny story for yourself about this?
Well, there's too many to mention, really, and I don't have time to get into a long one now. We are short on time, but yeah, there's always things. There's, you know, certainly even one with Colette real quick. I mean, you know, Colette, if you're listening, you know this. I mean, since we started talking on the phone, oh, like probably about 9 years ago or something, I don't know what it was. Like probably early in those days, I was already telling you, like, you know, oh, you know, your daughter's going to be working with you, and, you know, you kind of be blowing me off. And over the 9 years that we've been talking, at least once a year, I've probably said it to you, oh, your daughter's going to be working with you, your youngest daughter. And here we are today, kind of, you know, and she just came home with you from the seminar that she just taught, and helping you out, and she's been helping you lately. So it took a little time, but I knew my prediction would come true someday. Yeah, all right, yeah. So that's my story for the day. But all right, we're running out of time. So I wanted to just also share really quick with the audience that I just want to say congratulations to my brother here. He's going to be having his first child in a couple weeks, so he won't be here next month. I'll have a different guest on, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, best of luck with everything. Best of luck with the new child. And we'll be back in touch soon. Have a great day to our listeners. And thank you to Carter. Thank you, Michael. Thank you to the listeners. And we'll be back to make some more shift happen next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.